May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Psalm 95. Verse 6 says, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who err in their heart, and they did not know my ways. And truly they shall not enter into my rest." This wasn't what I was going to share, but when Brackens read through the gospel lesson of Matthew, that gospel lesson, that story of Jesus in the wilderness is different than the one in Luke, because the Luke passage says that Jesus was led about in the wilderness by the Spirit while being tempted. But the Matthew passage says it different, that he was led about by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. That's the same word, test, same word for testing. And that's a really hard one for some Christians to get, especially in our age, especially among charismatic believers, that somehow God, who's good, would lead you into a wilderness place to be tested by the devil. I remember years ago I said something, and I've lived to regret it. Though it was true, but I've still lived to regret it. And what I was talking about was marriage, and that there are some things in terms of communication and conflict and stuff that the rules aren't the same. That if your wife barks at you, that doesn't mean it's okay to bark back at her. And that's the truth. And I also shared the fact that in 2 Corinthians, it talks about how God reconciled himself to us. Even though we were the offending party, he reconciled himself to us. And so one of the things I taught is that if you're in Christ and you play the role of the male man house, then the head of the house, and you that part in that relationship, then no matter who started it as a man, you should be the one who initiates reconciliation. It's good for our pride. God helps put that to death. All those things I believe more fiercely than ever before, but man, if I regretted it, saying those things. Because I've been reminded the rules aren't the same, and some of them are. There's some rules that are the same, but that's true in our relationship with God. Because when he was reading that passage, it says, "And the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested by the devil." And then Jesus says to the devil at some point in the conversation, and the scriptures, "Thou shalt not test the Lord your God." And he just says here, this is when they struck the rock. They were complaining. And the Lord said, "They put me to the test because they did not know my ways. They had erred in my heart. Even though they had known my ways, they can't enter into rest." In other words, he had proven himself to them before, again and again. And that one of the things that God specializes in is putting us in situations that extend beyond our ability so that we learn to trust him, to live by faith. You know, if you can't be tested, you can't be trusted. And so God's been tested over and over again. He can be trusted. And so he's trying to teach us how to live by faith. And so our extremities become his opportunities. So he puts us in situations that expose our extremities so that he can manifest his opportunities, because we don't get to, but God likes to show off. He can do that and it not be bad. It's not like sin. It's about his glory. And so here's the deal. There are going to be times in your life where the Holy Spirit's going to lead you into a wilderness place to be tested by the devil. Now, if you read the Luke passage, the result after the testing was done, it says, "And the devil left him until an opportune time, and then Jesus went out in the power of the Holy Spirit and began to do the ministry." He didn't do the ministry and signs and wonders after he was baptized. The Holy Spirit. It was only after baptism of the Spirit and he was tested in the wilderness. And God used that place in Jesus, the Son of Man's life, to propel him. The opportune time was, there was the opportunity for his public ministry was about to be manifested, and the Lord used that place of testing to propel him into a place of a new level of faith, even as the Son of Man, so that God can manifest himself in greater power. And so there are going to be times when God tests us, and he always tests you because he knows on the other side of the testing is an opportune time awaiting. There's increase coming. There's increased manifestation. It's about increase, always about increase. And God uses the times of testing in the wilderness when the devil is allowed to attack, Romans says, so that we end up with proven character coming out of that place, growing greater hope, so there's increase in manifestation. It's always for increase. You prayed for increase? Some of you silly people have been praying for increased manifestation, for the manifestation of more, and then you're shocked that you've been led into a wilderness place by the Holy Spirit to be tested so that the increase can be manifested. It's an opportune time. But what we don't get to do when we walk through that is put him to the test. Erring in our heart by questioning his goodness and his ability. The rules aren't the same. Because if we start putting him to the test, and God's goodness and God's adequacy should never be put to the test. You got to settle that once and for all forever. Don't wait to go through something and then decide whether God's good or not good. Or God's big or not big. Settle it once and for all. That's settled. That we never put him to the test. Though, because he doesn't need to be. He's not going to grow in anything. But we do. Extravagant fruitfulness comes through cleansing, pruning. And that wise serpent who's come to kill, steal, and destroy is often the number one instrument that God uses to propel God's people into the next opportune time. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.